بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
Verse number 35. The disbeliever entered his garden along with the believer to show it to him. Whilst he was wronging himself by his disbelief and conceit, the disbeliever said, I do not think that this garden that you will see will ever perish, because I have taken all measures for its survival.
وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا.
Verse number 36. I also do not think that the rising will occur. Life will simply continue. If it does occur, and I happen to be resurrected, and be returned to my Lord, then I will find that what I will go back to after resurrection will be better than this garden of mine. My being rich in this world means that I will be rich after resurrection as well.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا.
Verse number 37. His believing friend said to him whilst having this conversation, Do you reject the one who created your father, Adam, from dust? Then he created you from sperm. Then he made you into a male human being, and proportioned your limbs, making you complete? The one who has power to do all of that is able to resurrect you.
لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا.
Verse number 38. But I do not profess this statement of yours. I simply say, He, Allah, may He be glorified, is my Lord, who has showered us with his blessings, and I don't associate anyone with him in worship.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
Verse number 39. If only when you entered your garden, you had said, As Allah wills, no one has any power except through Allah. He is the one who does as he pleases, and he is the one of strength if you regard me as someone poorer than you and one with less children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Verse number 40. I anticipate that Allah will give me something better than your garden, and that he will send on your garden a punishment from the sky, making it a barren piece of land, on which feet will slip due to its being so smooth.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Verse number 41. Or its water may sink so deep into the ground that you will never be able to reach it again in any way. Once the water sinks deep, the garden will not survive.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
Verse number 42. What the believer anticipated occurred. Destruction engulfed the fruit of the disbeliever's garden, and the disbeliever began wringing his hands, on account of extreme regret and remorse, over the money that he had spent on its maintenance and upkeep. Whilst the garden had fallen over the supports in which the grapevines are spread out, and he was saying, I wish I had believed in my Lord alone. I had not associated anyone with him in worship.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
Verse number 43. This disbeliever had no group to protect him from the punishment that fell on him, whereas he was the one who used to boast about his group. He himself, too, could not stop Allah from destroying his garden.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
Verse number 44. In that situation, victory is for Allah alone. He, may He be glorified, is best in rewarding His friends who have faith, as He multiplies their reward for them, and He is the best in outcome for them.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح.
Verse number 45. Strike, O Messenger, an example for those who are deceived by the world. In its temporality and fleeting existence, it is similar to rainwater that I sent down from the sky. On account of this water, the vegetation of the earth grew and ripened. Then this vegetation is broken down into pieces, and the wind carries it away to far-lying places, and the earth once again becomes as it was previously. Allah has full power over all of that. Nothing is outside His ability. He gives life to whatever He wishes, and causes whatever He wishes to perish. Beneficial points. 1. A believer must not surrender before the might of a wealthy disbeliever. He must advise and guide him to have faith in Allah, acknowledge of His oneness, and be grateful for his favors and blessings on him. 2. Any person impressed by any of his possessions or children must attribute the blessing to the one who bestowed it on him by saying, as Allah wills, there is no power except through Allah. 3. When Allah intends good for a person, He gives him an early punishment in the world. 4. The permissibility of praying for the ruin of the wealth of a person whose wealth is the cause for his transgression, rejection, and loss. 5. The result of Allah's assistance, or the lack thereof, will only become clear when the dust settles and retribution is due. This is when those who had worked will find their reward. 6. Wealth and children are of no use if they do not assist the person in following Allah. 7. The temporality and fleeting nature of the world, Allah alone is the everlasting, who has the power to create, destroy, and revive everything.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Verse number 46. Wealth and children are things of adornment in this worldly life. Wealth will only be of benefit in the afterlife if it is spent on that which pleases Allah. Actions and statements that are pleasing to Allah are better in reward than all the beauty in the world. That is the best thing a person can have hope in, because the beauty of the world will perish while the reward for actions and statements that are pleasing to Allah will last.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
Verse number 47. Remember the day when I will remove the mountains from their places, and you will see the earth as an open plain, as all the mountains, trees, and the buildings on it will be gone. I will gather all created things together and resurrect them, leaving no one.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
Verse number 48. People will be presented to your Lord in rows, and he will take them to account. It will be said to them, Now you have come to us individually, barefoot and naked as I created you the first time. Although you claim that you will never be resurrected, and that I will not set for you a time and place in which I will recompense you for your actions.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
Verse number 49. The book of deeds will be placed. Some people will take the book in their right hands, and some will take it in their left hands. You, O man, will see the disbelievers fearful of its contents, because they are aware of the disbelief and sins that they sent forward. They will say, May we be destroyed. What is with this book that leaves no action of ours, small or big, but it has recorded and enumerated it? They will find all the sins they had done in their worldly life written and recorded. Your Lord, O Messenger, does not wrong anyone. He does not punish anyone for no reason, and he does not reduce the reward of those who follows him.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
Verse number 50. Remember, O Messenger, when I said to the angels, prostrate to Adam as a salutation. So all of them prostrated to him in fulfillment of the instruction of their Lord besides Iblis. He was one of the jinn, and he was not an angel. He refused and was too proud to prostrate. Thus, he went against following his Lord. Will you, O people, take him and his children as friends, with whom you align yourselves instead of me, whilst they are your enemies? How do you take your enemies to be your friends? How bad and ugly is the act of the wrongdoers, who make Satan their friend, instead of befriending Allah?
أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
Verse number 51. These whom you have taken as friends instead of me are all servants like you. I did not make them witness the creation of the heavens and the earth when I created them. In fact, they were not even existent then. I did not make some of them witness the creation of others. I am alone in creation and planning. I would not take those human and jinn satans, who lead others astray, as my assistants, as I am in no need of any assistance.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
Verse number 52. Mention to them, O Messenger, the Day of Judgment, when Allah will say to those who associated partners with Him in the world, Call my partners whom you claimed were partners to me, so that they can help you. They will call them, but they will not answer their call, and they will not come to their assistance. I will place between the worshippers and those who they worshipped a pit of destruction, which will be for both groups, and this is the fire of hell.
ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم مواقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا.
Verse number 53. The idolaters will see the fire, and they will be completely certain that they are going to fall into it. They will not find any place to escape to from it. Beneficial points. 1. A servant must do a lot of lasting good works, which refers to any righteous statement or action that lasts till the hereafter. 2. A servant must remember the terrors of the Day of Judgment and work for this day, so that he can be saved from its terrors and enjoy the favors of Allah's paradise and pleasure. 3. Allah honored our father Adam, peace be upon him, and the human race as a whole by instructing the angels to prostrate to him when he was first created as a sign of honor and as a salutation. 4. The verses exhort to treating Satan as an enemy.